Hello, friends. Welcome to Quiet on Purpose. I'm Heather LaRance, and you're listening to episode number 65. This podcast is all about learning to sit quietly in the presence of God and our own soul. We're here to gently pursue the practice of listening to God, to what He might want to reveal to us about our souls, and the invitation He might be extending to us in light of what we see. We want to lean in, listen closely, and respond to Him, knowing that the One who loves us will also take gentle care of us as we trust and follow Him. My hope is that these few minutes together today might be a sweet time of pause in our often hurried and noisy lives. Today's scripture is Proverbs 3:5. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to us in love. Thanks be to God. If you've grown up in church or have been part of church for any length of time, you're probably accustomed to hearing this verse paired with verse 6. Maybe it felt wrong for you that I just stopped where I did. And I almost just automatically included it in this episode, and then I realized there's a lot to meditate on just in the one verse. So that's where we're landing today. There's also a good chance that you have more self-awareness than I do and have therefore recognized a long time ago that you have control issues. Or maybe I'm being presumptuous when I suggest that you do have control issues. All I do know is that about a month or so ago, God apparently decided it was time to start revealing to me this blind spot in my life. If you had asked me previously if I struggled with being controlling, I'm pretty sure I would have said, nope, control is not one of my issues. I have to say, I'm so grateful that God is merciful and patient, and He doesn't point out all the areas in our lives that need transforming at one time. In this case, He allowed me to be blissfully unaware of that issue until just recently. And then He gently, but relentlessly, began pointing out to me various ways in which I do, in fact, try to control things, to the point that I recently cried out, okay, I get it. I try to control literally everything. Lord, help me. On the off chance that there's someone else listening who is still blissfully unaware of any control issues in your life, I don't want to play Holy Spirit, but I'll just throw out a few examples of my own, and you can see if any of these resonate with you. I don't ask for help because tasks have to be done according to my specifications, and it's just easier to do it myself. I start planning menus, events, or trips well in advance before anyone else gets a chance to, because I want to make sure that it goes my way. Or here's a super sneaky one. Although I'm able to cheerfully let my adult children make their own decisions and do things without me, I absolutely have to make sure that they know every single time that I'm available to help or accompany them if they need me. And here's a super ridiculous one. I literally struggle every morning to entrust the making of the coffee to my husband, because I have a certain process that I think yields the best French press coffee, and he's just not meticulous enough. Did he stir it? I think he might have just swirled it. These are the thoughts that go through my head. You guys, it's insidious. The bed has to be made correctly. The pillows have to be turned the right way on the couch. How did I ever think I don't have control issues? So what does this have to do with today's verse? Trust. When I have to be in control of so much, it becomes apparent that I am relying on my own flawed understanding. I am trusting in one person, myself. I think I've got it all figured out and my way is best. And while I may not insist on it being done my way every single time, thus the ability to convince myself that I'm not a control freak, I certainly still think it should be done my way. And what about the situations that are completely out of my control? What about the fact that my grandchildren live on another continent and someone else gets to babysit more often than I do? What happens when my elderly parents need my help and I can't get to them immediately? What happens when, God forbid, some illness or accident threatens the life of one of my loved ones or myself, and I can do nothing about it? Friends, it comes down to this. Do I really believe that God can be trusted? I say it in the intro every episode. Do I really believe that He is in control and that He not only loves me and will take good care of me, but He loves my loved ones and will take good care of them too? Do I really believe that although things might not work out the way that I think they ought to, God has it all in hand, and there might even be a good reason that He withholds what I want, something unseen by me that ultimately will allow me to be grateful for the outcome which I previously believed was undesirable, even if that's not until eternity? Do I really trust in Him with all of my heart, relying on Him and not on my own understanding? Before we begin our time of purposeful quiet today, take a moment. Get your body comfortable. It may help to close your eyes. Take a deep breath and become aware of God's loving presence with you right now. This is my prayer today for you and for me. Lord God, You know me better than I know myself. You know I struggle to trust You as I ought. Forgive me for trusting in myself, even though I know that I'm flawed and my understanding is faulty. Thank You for gently but relentlessly revealing this to me. And thank You that You can be trusted. I'm beginning to see, Lord, that as I surrender control, I find peace, and I'm even gifted with holy imagination to imagine ways that outcomes that previously seemed undesirable may in fact be a gift. Thank You for Your unending kindness and patience. Over the next few minutes, let's take time to consider. Are there areas of my life that I'm struggling to entrust to God, preferring to try to control them myself? Asking God for holy imagination, can I imagine ways in which the undesirable outcomes might in fact be God's gift or protection in my life? Am I ready to surrender them to Him?
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we will continue to need your grace throughout our lives to yield control to you, to trust you with all of our hearts and rely on you rather than our own limited understanding. Thank you that we can trust you even for that, for the grace we'll need to rest in you. You are good, and everything you do is good. Please help us to believe that. Amen. Once again, I'm honored that you would choose to spend some of your precious time with me here. Thank you. As always, the questions from today's episode are in the show notes if you ever want to refer back to them. And if today's episode was helpful to you, please consider sharing it with a friend. I hope you'll join me again next time for another episode, and that along the way, we'll both learn what it looks like and how we benefit when we're quiet on purpose. Until then, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, get quiet on purpose, and enjoy God's presence with you, my friends. He loves you so much.